The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
We in California are about to confirm whether we have statesmen for senators or just lowbrow politicians. Kudos to my very intelligent friend Andy Anderson, who asked that this timely topic be discussed and contributed significantly to this commentary. Let's take a moment and look back at what our founding fathers said about the U.S. senators. Our founders stated clearly that the states were to remain sovereign and that the federal government was to play a smaller role in the state's affairs. They knew what a big central government would do with the power. They established that the senators from each state would be appointed by the legislature of each state, thus assume their loyalty to the state. The senator's proper role was to go to Washington, D.C. and protect their state's security and sovereignty foremost from the abuses of federal authority. They were not to be seduced or threatened by influences originating out of Washington. If they failed in this role, they were replaced. In 1913, a federal onslaught took place in our country. Federal Reserve Banking was established, the Internal Revenue Service was created, and our senators were voted into office by popular vote. Just ask yourself, what have our senators done lately to protect California's sovereignty and security from an overreaching federal government, which has become paramount, and the states have become subservient, and our forefathers opposed and predicted that situation? Now come Senators Feinstein and Boxer. Senators, are you going to ignore our government's appeal to vote no on this universal health care bill because it would add billions more to our state's debt? If you vote yes, it will be clear that you're not the least bit interested in the sovereignty, security, and well-being of the citizens of California. So we shall soon see whether or not you're just two more lowbrow politicians we sent back to Washington at our expense. My afterthoughts. It's time for Feinstein and Boxer to be voted out. They've served too long, are too entrenched, and it's time for two fresh new senators who will listen to the people of California. The same goes for Representative Sam Farr, who during local hearings on this health care issue last summer did let the people speak, but prefaced every speaker with his own remark by stating, "I'm voting for it." He doesn't get it either. He's supposed to represent us, the people, not only himself. So much for term limits, a topic most senators would rather never discuss. They like to make a lifetime career out of serving as senators. They give themselves excellent salaries plus superior health care, much better than what they're planning for the rest of us. They probably have a car, an office, and no doubt other perks, and they voted themselves several years ago pensions for themselves and pensions for their spouses, which was totally unacceptable and inappropriate, and no doubt those pensions still exist. With such an interesting and lucrative job, why would any congressperson want term limits? And why do we the people allow our Congress to set their own salaries? We should have a citizens' committee for that chore. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.